explain why the elves haven't returned yet?
But I want to stay in business. How can I do it?
Business? Well, let me explain it this way. A manufacturer who sticks to old equipment cannot compete and must fail. To survive, he must persuade people to risk savings in his business. He can then buy new equipment, increase production, and show a profit.
And he keeps the profit.
Oh, no. That's what a lot of people think. But he doesn't. Out of profit, he must pay dividends to investors. Profit must be put back into the business to buy newer and better machinery.
Spend his profit on machinery? When does it all end?
It never ends. Constant replacement with the latest machinery makes the industry more efficient, thus enabling it to pay higher wages and still make a profit. This efficient operation also results in more goods of better quality and produces them at a lower cost to everyone.
By thunder, if that's the way it's done, I'll do it.
Dad, Wasco! Now watch, Sylvester, and pay attention. 50 years ago, the standard of living was low. People worked long hours for little pay. But because people's savings were used to back good ideas, and industry plowed back earnings, new products appeared. New and more efficient industries made more jobs and higher wages, and shorter working hours to enjoy the higher standard of living.
Hey, that figures, you know?
Yeah, sure does.
So, without the use of savings for capital investment, there would be no new industries, no new jobs, no improvement in products, and no progress.
I got the money, fellas!
Well, what you trying to do? Upset our whole economic structure?
You dope! Put it back!
And that's why investment is so important. Now what do you say, Sylvester?
Okay. Invest it. Sakes! You'd have saved me a lot of headaches if you figured out a way to take it with you. Sakes!